For there was a widow, and she was in her 70s, and her daughter thought it might be nice if she met someone. And so she set up her mother on a date. And her mother had been a widow for many years. She was in her 70s. And the daughter set her up with a man who was 93 years old. Imagine that, going out with somebody who was 93 years old. And after the dinner date, the widow comes home and says to her daughter, "Well, do you want to hear about the date?" And the daughter said, "Well, how did it go?" And the widow said, "I had to slap him 5 times. And the daughter says, "Why, did he get fresh?" And the widow said, "No, I thought he was dead." Well, in today's gospel, the hero of the story is a widow. And what's great about this woman is that she had, her greatest weapon was perseverance. It was persistence. You see, she had nothing else against this pagan judge who would not render a judgment on her case. And so she had nothing. She was poor, destitute, had no family, seems to have no friends, no influence, no money. All she had was persistence, perseverance. And that is the main theme that we see in today's gospel. And also in the first reading. So we look at today's gospel, and it is a parable. And St. Luke tells us what the parable is about, and that is, persevere in prayer. Don't give up praying. Continue to pray and keep asking our Heavenly Father for what we need. And the Lord uses this parable about a judge, and this judge was a pagan judge. He did not fear God. He had no respect for God. And says he had no respect for any other person. And there was a widow in that town who would continually come to him and say, "Render a just decision for me against my adversary." But he said for a long time, he was unwilling to do this. Obviously, this woman had no money. You know, she would not be giving him any bribes. And so he felt that, "I'm just going to keep delaying." But what happens, though, is that the widow continues to ask and to plead and to beg and to nag, so much so that he's not getting any rest. And he says, "You know, if I don't render a decision, she'll probably physically attack me." And in the Greek New Testament, where in the New Testament it says, "If I don't render her decision, she'll probably hit me and give me a black eye," is what the Greek text actually says. So this woman was not going to give up. And because she was going to continue to persevere, the judge, even though he was a pagan judge and was an unjust judge, Jesus calls him a dishonest judge, he was willing to render a true and just decision for this widow because of her perseverance, because of her persistence. And then the Lord compares this to the Heavenly Father. But actually, he doesn't compare the judge to the Heavenly Father. He contrasts the judge to the Heavenly Father. He juxtaposes the judge with the Heavenly Father and says, "Look at this unjust judge. If he will eventually listen and answer the pleas of this woman, how much more so will God, who is all just, all holy, all merciful, all wise, all loving, how much more so will he listen to our prayers and the prayers that we all have within our hearts?" God is in contrast to that unjust judge. God will be a loving Father, and he does listen to our prayers and answer them according to his will. That's why I love the reading so much today, because the first reading is also about perseverance in prayer. The situation is that there's a battle taking place between Israel and the pagan armies of Amalek. This was about the year 2000 BC. Joshua was down in the valley trying to fight the battle. Moses was too old. He could not fight, but he could pray. And so Moses goes up on the mountain and he's at the top and he's praying. And he's standing there holding his staff, keeping his arms raised in prayer, praying for a victorious battle for the Israelites. But eventually he gets tired and he stops praying. And then the battle goes poorly for Israel. So when Moses is praying, they're winning the battle against the pagans. When he stops praying, the tide turns and they begin to lose. And so his two friends, Aaron and Hur, figure out, well, let's sit Moses on a rock and let's hold his hands up in prayer. Let's help him be an intercessor, a mediator on our behalf as he prays to God. And so they hold his arms up in prayer like this. And Moses continues to pray. He perseveres in prayer, and Israel wins the battle. But when we look at the state of the world, someone once said that the world is a mess because we have not prayed enough. Maybe we as Christians have not persevered in prayer. Maybe we've been lax in our prayer life, and that's why the world is going further and further away from God. So we should ask ourselves, have we persevered in prayer? Do you continue to pray for your parents? Do you pray every day for your spouse? Do you pray for your children? Do you pray for your grandchildren? Never give up your prayer life. Continue to persevere in prayer. And we're all called to be intercessors on the behalf of our country and our church and our world. See, how much do we pray for our country? We need to be men and women of prayer, always praying every day for our country, for all world leaders. We need to pray for elections. We need to pray for the sanctity of human life. See, all these things are so important, and we have to persevere in prayer. And notice that when Moses was praying, his arms were lifted in prayer. And isn't that how the Lord was when he was on the cross? When the Lord was dying on the cross, his arms were raised in prayer. Jesus was interceding for the world and redeeming the world by dying on the cross. And notice when you come to Mass, when the priest prays at the Mass, he's also praying in this same way, similar to how Moses prayed, similar to how Christ prayed on the cross. Because every priest is called to be an intercessor. We're called to be a mediator in the one mediator, Jesus Christ. We're called to pray for all of you. And we do. Father Mosman, Father Andres, and I, we pray for you every day in the Mass, in the Liturgy of the Hours, in our daily rosary. We pray for all of you every day. Because we want the battle to go well for you. We want you to get to heaven and become saints that God wants you to become. So we as priests have to be faithful to prayer to pray for you. In fact, this afternoon, Father Mosman and I will head on our retreat once a year. Canon law requires that every priest make a retreat. So Father and I are going on this diocesan retreat between now and Friday over in southern Maryland. And so the priest who's going to run the show for the next week is Father Andres. So if you hear about big Spanish parties and festivals taking place at the rectory, you'll know what happened. So about 100 priests will be on this retreat. About 100 went back in April. The other 100 will go this coming week. So why do we need to go on retreat? Because we need to strengthen our prayer life so we can be better intercessors for you, to pray for all of you. So please remember to pray for Father Mosman and myself as we're on our retreat this coming week as well. So that's the power of prayer. Prayer can change things. It can change our country. It can change the hearts of our leaders. It can change the mindset of our society from a culture of death into a culture of life. There's so many things we need to be praying for, and let's persevere in prayer, just like Moses did and just like that widow did in today's gospel. And don't forget, the great saint of persevering prayer is Saint Monica. She prayed for 20 years that her son Augustine would come back to the faith, and she never gave up praying. Augustine was converted at age 33, became a great bishop, a doctor of the church, and a great saint, because Saint Monica never stopped praying. So persevere in prayer. She was a widow herself, and Monica never stopped praying. So we can follow her example as well and continue to persevere in our prayers.